So, in relation to Tanya Perek Lamed Beis that we learned last week, where the Baal Tanya addressed how a Jew really attains and acquires Ahavas Yisrael. That was the Shmuz last week. And the Baal Tanya's premise was that if a person doesn't identify with their body, rather they identify with their neshama more than their body, that's how they arrive at Ahavas Yisrael. Okay? Bodies divide people, neshamas unite people.
Because we're all part of the same.
So let's see now. So what we're going to learn tonight in the pre-arts is from Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. Rav Mendel of Vitebsk was probably the, it's hard to say these things, but he was probably the prime disciple of the great Maggid. He decided to go and move to Eretz Yisrael. He took 250 families. I think they arrived with less than 100. I mean, it's some, they lost the numerous families on the way. He's buried in Tveria next to Rabbi Avram of Kalisk and Rabbi Yankov Shimshon of Shepetivka. Rabbi Yechanan of Stoln is there, and but he was from the Rabbi Yechanan of Stoln was from a much later time. Anyhow, so what's interesting about this is that Mendel of Vitebsk was the mentor appointed by the great Maggid to mentor the Baal Tanya when he came. And then the historians say that if Mendel of Vitebsk would have stayed in Ukraine and that part of Europe, that he would have succeeded the Maggid as being the one unified force instead of it splintering off into all the groups, that it would have been one group under him. There's a powerful, powerful letter printed in Tanya as part of the Sefer Tanya in the back when Mendel of Vitebsk passed away, and it's used as the relationship between Chassidim and the Rebbe, Talmidim and the Rebbe, after a Rebbe's passing. That letter became kind of the guide for that relationship. All right, so let's see how he addresses this very same topic. So we're going to learn a Parsha Shoftim, and then we also have several other, the Aruch L'chaim, the Maranaim, this whole concept of why Ahavas Yisrael is so central to Hashkafa, we're going to come to see here. Pasach HaRav. Parsha Shoftim, Shoftim Ad Shvatecha. I will go through this first paragraph very quickly. I want to get to the essence of it. We can understand this along the path of what Chazal say, Utmiyosam, and their wonder, Achasidim HaRishonim, about the early pious ones, Ba'amram, De'ilu B'shonid Rav Yehuda, in all the years of Rav Yehuda, Kule Tenuyu B'Seydan Ezekin Ave, all the learning that they did was in Seydan Ezekin. V'yav Shalom Chad Misonei, and yet had he taken off one of his shoes in the form of a tefillah, also mitzvah would start raining already. How appropriate for tonight. V'anan taninan yud gimel misifta b'uktzin. We have 13 misiftas learning uktzin, and we could take off all of our shoes and plead and beg, and it doesn't start to rain. Says the Gemara, Mishani the Gemara answers, Rishonim have a master in Avshayel Kedushas Hashem. It has to do with the fact that the earlier generations were selfless. They were Moshe Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem, and that's why miracles happened to them. In order to understand this, Nakdim Levar, we need to introduce Maimer Hager Shabal Dizgaylef Nehillon. Now notice already the connection to the piece we learned last week about how this is the essential rule of Torah, V'yavtel Reacha Kamoicha. So the ger comes to Hillel, the prospective ger comes to Hillel, he says, convert me on the condition that you'll teach me all of Torah on one foot. Are there no cups on the table?
There's one cup.
That's great. You know where they are, Josh, in that room? Bring in some cups so you could drink. Right off the first room on the left when you go in. So, convert me on one leg. William Doy. And he taught him, Ma'adisani Allah, the Chavach Lisavi. What you don't want done to you, don't do it to anybody else. So, first of all, what's with this gear? What kind of nonsense is this? Teach me Torah on one foot. And what kind of answer is this? You boil down Torah to all of one mitzvah. So, Well, Indian who? Here's the concept. Shagesh about this guy that came to convert, Chofetz Bihitzadgoy, was correct in his righteousness. Shiloi Hamoda Vikiyam Bachas. He wanted to have one fundamental pillar. Shehi Eze Emuna Chazaka. Give me something to hold on to. Lo Yipal Anoifel Memena, that I can hold on to and I can know that I will never fall. I'll never stumble. The Adarab Yischazek, quite the contrary, it will strengthen him, Lias Mitapes V'Oila, to continue to elevate. Ki Amuna Chazaka Nikru Regel, we know that a strong Amuna is called a leg. Benikra Achas. It's called one, it's called a leg. This guy was, he looked around at the Jewish world. He saw people who were constantly stumbling and falling. I don't want to convert. If I know that I can't keep myself up, I can't stick with the Aveda, I don't want to convert. A wise guy. He was, you know, he was very observant. He saw what was going on around him. And he said, give me something to hold on to. Right in the middle of the paragraph. Here's what Hillel says to him. Hine klala demilsa. Listen carefully. Here's the rule. Shein shum efshoris hascholos efes kitzeyu shel avidos yizbarach. It is impossible to start serving Hashem. Im loy be'emunosoy emunas uman. Unless the person's emuna is the emuna of... probably Ayman, a craftsman. What does he mean? You got the triple language. Emunosai, emunos Ayman. Pirish. Shemiyat nikudas emunosai bayiz barach. This is so powerful. That even the little bit of munah that we can have in God is gam kemi ita yisbarach. It's also from God. That's the main emunah Jew needs to have. That even whatever emunah I have, I did nothing to attain it, but I got it from a Kodesh Baruch. Wait. Because after all, he's the one who gives a person a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. The mute, the deaf heard, and the blind saw. And I'm the one who gives you the heart. So what he's saying to him here is you got to know, first and foremost, fundamentally, what you got to know is that we have nothing ourselves. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's nothing that we have. Even the little bit of emunah that we have is a gift from Hashem. V'im amar chazal haklu b'dei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. You're going to ask the obvious question, what do you mean? Don't chazal tell us that everything is from the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven? Doesn't that suggest that the fear of heaven is something we got to create on our own? So we do deserve credit for it? That said about the earliest, very original, beginning desire, in order that afterwards the person can even have some inspiration from above. Why do you even need that little bit? He says, "Mishum debirchosa deleila lesharia alasarik nayim." Because a heavenly awakening of pouring from above will not go into an empty kli. There's got to be something there. You got to do something. Take some action that'll allow the Rebbeinu Shlomo's bracha to be chal. K'maymer Elisha, like the famous story with Elisha, the poor woman who comes to Elisha and says she doesn't have any money, and Elisha says, "What do you have in the house?" She says, "Ma'at shem," and I have a drop of oil. He says, "Good, then the oil will increase." Why couldn't he do it without a little bit of oil? There has to be something. But we got to know fundamentally that were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us every step of the way, we are worthless. We have no power. Ukemaimer, like we see similarly, Pischli Kechuda Shalmachet, Hashem says, open for me an opening like the head of a needle. Bani Eftach Lechem, and I'll open for you a hallway like the size of a banquet hall. Why? Because when a person awakens, arouses a little bit from below, is Arubois Hashamayim Niftochim Beperetz Mayim Ravrim Leichlu Lechabais Azahava. The windows of heaven will open with overflowing water that will never be able to extinguish the love that will come from the Ribbono Shel Olam if we put forth an earnest effort. Kol Chad Lefum Shura Delay. We must know that this is customized, each person according to their level of what effort we can put forth. V'lav Kolap and Shavin. But be careful to know that no two people are alike. Next page. Kufcha. You're going to ask, v'chimas upon him yesh b'dover. What, God's playing favorites? He gives one person a lot and gives another person a little bit? Stop asking questions about things that you have no business dabbling in. Right? Stop feeling bad for yourself. Stop looking into God's secrets. Now look at this. Mi yodeya ruach bnei adam ha'olim l'mayla kal kanesha. Who can measure which people are elevated to the heights? They fly in ruchnius like eagles. Viruach ha'adam ubehem ha'yodim l'mata b'im ke'akli p'sochman al-etzlan. And then you look at somebody else and you see he's almost like an animal who's wallowing in the depths of the klipas. Oy ulai sha'avoynech gormuloi, he says, and you want to hold that person in disdain? He says, maybe your sins are causing that person's pain and that person's lowliness. V'chatoech, v'chatosech manu atoiv mimenu, and your sins are stopping the good from flowing to him. Exact same language we saw in Tanya last week. Because after all, I mean, why would my sins prevent him? Because you're all one. Or another reason might be, maybe that person has tremendous trials and tribulations. And that's from all kinds of other reasons that he has these nisayonos. Don't judge anybody else until you are in his place. This is such strong language. And maybe in the place that he is living right now, maybe even a complete and total tzaddik would not be able to overcome that person's temptations. Maybe even the greatest tzaddik, if he was given that person's circumstances in life, maybe he'd be much worse than him. How's that for judging people? V'im taimer, you're going to ask, lama yishlichoi Hashem mi'alponov l'makam haklipis v'nisyonis? Why did Hashem decide to put that particular person in that horrible situation with those particular tests? Elu kavshad rachmano. Those are God's secrets. V'roitze bizgalis elekusoi gam sham. The Rebbeinu Shalom put the person in that horrible place in order that the person will reveal God's presence even in that distant place. Ulekadosh shemay berabim shem beklipais. And to sanctify his name, Birabim. What does that mean, Birabim? So normally we translate that, it's among 10 Jews. He says, no, Rabim are the Koyach of the Klipos. Echad is the domain of God. Tura de Rabim is the how we refer to the domain of the Klipos. Masha Enkenata? Oh, you're feeling good about yourself? Lechein Hashem Alekecha Imach. Nosad Lecha Rachamim. You're lucky. Hashem gave you mercy. He gave you love and awe. So embrace your good fortune, but don't be judgmental of anybody else, because you have no idea what somebody else's circumstances are, and you have no idea how we would do in that other person's circumstances. Next paragraph. Ike v'shoyrish hakoil. The root and the main thing is she'ein b'yichoydus ha'odam ba'atzmoi, that no person alone on his own, left to his own devices, la'asish shum ma'ase v'chesh ben mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, we would not be able to do any action, any accounting of mitzvahs and good deeds, uli davik b'dakei Hashem, to cleave to Hashem, ki im al yodo yizbarach haboire ma'ire ha'esh avos eviros haponim. The only way we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if God gifts us the love and the awe and the feelings and the determination to do so. It's not us, it's Him. Ve'im ka yoyim alei chafatzti b'ach kolei le'nevayis. And if Hashem were, God forbid, to say to a person, I have no interest in you, lo yayilu loy lekadosh atzmai, he would be able to do nothing to sanctify himself. What can a person possibly do if Hashem doesn't help him? How would he possibly be possessed by the Kedusha of Hashem and his dveikus? The only way we can serve him is because he has pity and compassion on us. V'chesed kelin, it's the kindness of Hashem. K'maymer l'cho Hashem chesed. To you, Hashem, is tremendous kindness. Ki ata tishalom l'ishkemaseir. The very fact that you pay us for our actions is chesed. Well, why? If we're deserving of it, it's not chesed. Then we deserve what he did for us. Elamai, we're deserving of nothing. The very fact that Hashem gives us reward for our mitzvahs is chesed, because he's the one who gave us the ability to do it. He gave us the inspiration to do it. He gave us the kayach to do it. He gave us the wherewithal to do it. Ay, ay, ay. L'chein. Next paragraph. Third paragraph on the page. Lo'itikoinu avoidel lelikim. Yeah.
Does he only give the initial idea? Or does he give the
follow-up? Fakad. He says the initial idea is perhaps what we can contribute. Everything else comes from him. The original is Sarusa. Huh? Okay, let him follow it.
Think the opposite.
Right. Well, let him flesh it out. This is why we find the concept throughout Avoida. And this is the pattern both in davening, it's the pattern in mitzvahs. In many different places you find this pattern. The first thing a person's got to do before they serve, whether it's in Kriya Shema, Shemona Esrei, mitzvahs, you first set up a system, where you are misader the shevach of the makom, where you relate, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Why does it always come first? Because v'histaklus zikoren miyet erech atzmei v'mikshiflusi. The first thing a person's always got to do, Ramatla talks about this throughout Peliyot's numerous places, it's got to start with shiflus atzmei. It's got to start, there are always two qualities, greatness of Hashem, lowliness of self. The point is, it's not lowliness of self, only that I'm a low life and so on. It's the recognition of the emptiness, of the inability, of the fact that the only way we are really able to serve is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts us that ability. Eich ha'adam karutz mechaymer. How is it possible that a human being, hewn from gashmias, geshemacher, a crass physical being, afa min adama, be'en av la'yiru, whose eyes cannot see, uvazna av la'yishma, whose ears can't hear, beliba la'yavan, and his heart can't understand, kima l'kima sayem, were it not for Hashem's gifts. Ha'nei te'o izan al la'yishma, im yoytza'ayan al la'yavit, after all, it is Hashem who gives us the ability to see and to look. Ve'en koicha b'fiv l'daber, we don't even have the ability to say a word, kima midvar Hashem, without Hashem telling us. Kimaymer, Hashem sefosai tiftach. What's the very thing we say immediately right before Shemon Esrei? Hashem, open my lips. Because without it, my davening is nothing. I can't do it. I can't move. I can't. There's nothing I can do. So the very statement we make immediately before Shemon Esrei is the last moment of sobriety before I start is, Hashem, you're the one who's talking. Gam avosoi, gam yirosoi, hale Hashem zu, my love and my fear, it's all Hashem. After all, who is the one who's loving? Is it not God? Who is now spreading out in my nefesh? And who is there to love? What is the love itself? It's only that which is drawn from the essence of godliness, that comes together and unifies in this lowly world, and it allows itself to play itself out in this small world called the human being. And wherever Hashem is, that's how He is expressing Himself in Him. It's all a Kodesh Baruch. Now, by the way, I don't know if you've noticed the other pieces we've done, Shabbos mornings and so on, pre-orders, were very poorly written, very hard. This piece flows. This it's very rich and psukim and so on. There's a certain flow to it. When a person is overcome by a passionate love, so the person has no clue really what's going on. The person should cast everything away in the face of that love. He should recognize that if a person experiences a moment of love to Hashem, that there's nothing in the world that is as precious as that. Negate everything else and go for the love. And to the degree that a person becomes engulfed more in the recognition of the gift that he's just received of this love, and he understands the truth of it, that it's not his, but I'm experiencing a godly love that's coming from Hashem. Kimalsa, because after all, what did I do? What could I possibly have done? I know my thoughts. I know my physical desires. I know my loneliness. This can't be me. It's got to be the Rebbeinu Shalom who's coming, who's flowing through me right now in the form of this love. There's a spirit of Hashem that's coming through him. And it's his words on my tongue. What I'm experiencing now is a fire coming from Hashem himself. It's unbelievable. This isn't me. I'm being, what is the term they use when a person is taken over? Possessed. I'm being possessed by a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Yislav, Yosef, Yosef. When a person will recognize this, they'll become more and more engulfed in the flame. B'koil godov l'yosef, with a tremendous loudness that'll never stop. L'esoch l'yiriyo, there's not enough paper to write it. V'le'aspiku mayim d'yoy, l'yamim d'yoy, the seas don't have enough ink. L'ver oitzim v'goydol chalola shalev oyev amiti, to describe the vastness of a heart that's on fire with love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unukudose b'zeh v'hevel piv b'lahav HaShemayim, and his words will be engulfed in flames heavenward. Now, here is where he says the identical thing to where it says what we just learned. Last paragraph on page Kuf Chaf in the Priya Aretz. U'bahavazu, this type of love, meaning the type of love which is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memela yiskasha l'chol boi oilam v'bnei adam ki yitzabai, this will enable the person to love all human beings and all other people like him. Why? Achra yayoyso ahava shefa brachol yoyna. Because when the person recognizes that the love is a flow from above, with the absolute certainty of knowledge, that this is nothing I did to deserve this. Not only did I not do anything to deserve it, but in fact, no one can do anything to deserve love of Hashem. It's only a godly gift. Daf kuf chaf aleph on the top. Rather, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave it to him. The person thinks to himself, imagine had God given this gift to my friend. My friend would be just as much engulfed in the flames of love for Hashem. Say, in what way am I better than anybody else? I walk around feeling so full of myself. If Hashem were to give this gift to the guy next guy over, he would be, perhaps, he would do more with the love. So what am I so full of myself about? Varaya, the proof that this is true, is being mehedra ahava when Hashem takes away the love. Hareyu kechol adam, I'm just like anybody else. Binyani agashmim, I like my hot dogs and french fries. Pam b'midos, pam b'chutz, pam b'rechoiv, sometimes it's in midos, sometimes it's outside, sometimes it's on the street. Meaning, you know, sometimes these things are not proud. Kecheitz yov yoyim ha-machshoves ke'elo, look at this for an 8 health guys. Machshoves ke'elo le'alofim l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. There are thoughts like this by the thousands for each tzadik. So, what's so special about me? Hine b'yoyseh b'midazu. And I recognize that when I'm like that, harehu ko'is odom, I'm just like that other guy. Ubimidazu, and when I experience the other midah, harehu ko'is baltaiva, I'm just as much of an animal as the other guy who I look down at. And by what right? It's all a gift from Hashem. So, you know, we look down at other people, he says, by what right? Umimela oyiv kol Yisrael, the result of this will be that a person who really knows that it's all a gift from Hashem, he will love every single Jew. Afilu lirisha Yisrael, even wicked Jews. Because of the absolute clarity of his understanding and his knowledge, shekrevim hema, that they are very close, v'yesh le'shaychus imam, and he has a relationship with them, v'inehu ke'echad ha'odam, ein l'liatz min yisur nalem, he is just like them, he has no advantage over them, ki'im, except for mash'anu, b'sa'arim min ha'shamayim, the fact that he was answered from heaven with a gift. U'lechein b'yoysim is'al ba'avas Hashem. Therefore, when he is elevated in his love for Hashem, mis'alim kulam imoy la'alofim, he has the ability to raise up all these other Jews that he loves, because he's really connected with them, he has the ability to raise them up. Since so many other times, he enjoys baseball just as much as them. He enjoys the same kinds of things they enjoy. So really the person recognizes, I'm really one just like them. And if I'm the same as them, and I'm having this awesome inspiration, I'm able to sweep them up and raise them up with me. He is bound with tens of thousands and myriads of people. When he has an inspiration, they are elevated with him. Incredible. Give me the seltzer there, please. Now he takes a massive dig at the opposite people. And it's almost you can't survive his condemnation. Ba she'en kein. This is not the case. Adam hamedama b'nafshoi, a person who distorts in his soul, shekoyche v'itzim yodei osoloi es kol achayil. Person who is full of himself, thinking that he is the one who created for himself all of the success. Lilmoy, to become a scholar. Lishmor, to be from. Vilasoy, so the kaimus kolatoyra. Oh, person is full of they are the gift to humanity. Look at this language. Harehu soine Yisrael, he's a hater of Jews. Ukamoisha ain't le'er the kaimamish, he's literally like a person who has no God. Leaves you pretty, you know, it's pretty severe. Ubevadi ukeinen, that's true, he has no God. Upachas vigeruahu mikol ha'rishayim. He could be totally Torah observant, he could be totally Torah knowledgeable, a massive Talmud Chacham. If he's full of himself, he is less and worse than all the wicked people. Kiyam nigash umoisiv kayach beklipa, and what's more, he adds additional power to the dark side, Yosef Mikol HaRishayim, more so than all the wicked people, V'yorid Matamat, and he will descend lower than low. V'unargin Mafer Daluf, this is what the Zohar calls an axe that separates HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world, Shu Mafrid HaYira, because what is he doing? He's taking credit for awe. He's taking credit for love. That law, that awe and that love is godliness in this world. He's taking it for himself. He's separating it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he is literally ripping apart godliness itself. The love and the fear is an expression of godliness in the person. He's taking credit for himself, so he's removing it from its source. That's the worst thing a person can do. He's separating it from the Shechina, from the source of life, by saying, he's saying, it's not coming from God, I did it myself. It's my accomplishment. Cain, Hillel, so too Hillel, Shaya Anav Ma'oid, who was exceedingly humble. Omar, he said, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, everything's here. Meaning, Shebechol mokem shemoytzi es atzme harbe, where any place where he found himself a lot, yesh ma'oytzi amin, v'areyu ki echad mehem. He found himself as being, if I'm here, then hakol kan, I'm able to take everybody with me on the trip, because I know that it's not me. So if I'm experiencing an elevation, then I can elevate everybody with me. Avala Hashem, I Yeshua, but it's all coming from Hashem. L'chein kesha'ela, ela mimai. So when he is elevated, they all are elevated with him. Skip to the next page. Klala de Milsa, third paragraph on Kuf Chav Beis. Here's the bottom line. Mi shoyved es Hashem al derech zeh. Somebody who serves Hashem, knowing that it's all a gift from above. Oyev lekulam, he loves all Jews. Umayles kol hashaycha be'erkoi, and he finds some common bond with everybody in order to be able to elevate them. Ubehepech, and the opposite, mi shesoyne afil l'rishoyim, anybody who hates even wicked people, that means that in his arrogance and in his righteousness, he's full of himself. If he is the tzaddik, if he sees himself as the source of his righteousness, then you should know that he is outside of the path of Yiddishkeit. This is how Hillel taught this prospective ger all of Torah. Al regel echad hu amunu kadal. What he said to him is, "V'yahavta l'reacha kamecha." You know where it's all at, buddy. It's all in what is your relationship to "V'yahavta l'reacha kamecha." Umaymer misanecha Hashem esno hu lisoine shemoyiz barach. You're going to ask, just like the Baal Tanya wrote in Perek Lamed Beis, you're going to ask, what is it referred to when it says, I should hate those who hate God? He says, Shem aminim v'apikursim. Those are people who are fundamentally heretics. The minim and apikursim, people who are intellectual apikursim. Avoloi l'shum bal taiva v'over l'tiyoven. But not for a person who is a person of appetite, who transgresses to fulfill their own appetites. Because God forbid, who knows what we would look like if we were put in that person's situation. Because everybody knows that there's nothing in the world that was made outside of the 7 days of creation, and all of that requires elevation. Adam, and every person is a combination. We were made last because we're a combination, a conglomeration of all of creation. Alright, so the Mendel explains that this ger was looking for security. He wanted to know, give me a tool, give me something that will stop me from falling into the abyss. And Hillel said to him, use the barometer of to know where you're holding. Meaning, the recognition that it all comes from above is the root and the core of Emunah. That's where it's all at. And that will be, as he described earlier, any type of person experiences any kind of inspiration, they're able to take it and fan it like you fan a fire with this recognition of wow, my appreciative. I can't believe I am so fortunate that I can experience this level of Ahavas Hashem. And the person sees themselves as being the most fortunate receiver of a gift from above. All right, it's kedai to finish off the piece when somebody has the time. This is the Nikudah Merkazi. This really is an echo, or maybe this Tanya is an echo of this, of how a person can come to love even the greatest Rishoyim in Klal Yisrael. It's a simple calculation. First of all, maybe he's suffering because of my sins. Number two is, who knows how I would do if I was put in his situation. Number three is, maybe he was put in that situation so that when he comes out of it, he will end up revealing the godliness in that place. And bottom line is, we have no right. Huh?
We have very limited perspective.
Right. He says, who knows? The bottom line is we instead of being judgmental, we should be thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment that we're not in that person's place.